National Secret Police.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Has gone to the guerrilla country near Lake Kivu and has taken his dread death ray machine with him, the secret police return with all haste to Banana, there to meet Carlos Del Valle and get their big plane. Meantime, the octopus learns that the boys plan to follow him to Lake Kivu, and so he decides that they shall be the first human victims of his death ray. We now find Speed, Clint, and Barney at the doorway of the Belgian Congo, Banana, eagerly awaiting Carlo's arrival in their hotel room.
Oh, come away from that window, Speed, and sit down and relax. Watching for Carlos won't bring him here any sooner.
I'm watching our plane, Clint. Boy, it sure looks swell. It kept us in good condition while we were in Leopoldville, didn't it?
Yes, indeed. We owe a lot to the Belgian administrator here and the police guard.
You said it. I wish we could take them all with us to Lake Kivu.
Think we'll need an army there, Bonnie?
If the octopus is there?
Yes.
What are you so quiet about, Kinkas?
My heart is sad that I must leave, Your Excellencies.
But we'll be back again. We'll be seeing you.
Even then, it will only be for a little while, and then you will go again.
Don't worry. We'll write.
Thank you, Your Excellency. And now, before I must leave, I have a gift for you, Speed Gibson.
A gift? Gee, Jink, I don't know what to say.
Oh, it is nothing. But it may bring back that night in the jungle camp on your way to Leopoldville, the night you faced the leopard.
The train camp. I sure remember that. Lucky saved my life that time. And that's the night you joined us, Kinka, coming all the way from Kano.
Yes, and after His Excellency Barlow and His Excellency Dunlap shot the leopard, I went to the warriors who were celebrating his destruction and obtained these.
Teeth? Leopard's teeth?
Yes, Speed Gibson. A necklace of them. I know you would not wear a necklace, but perhaps it would be for Lucky, the dog who saved your life. It is strong. The teeth are mounted on a strip of crocodile skin.
Gosh, Kinka, it's swell. I don't know how to thank you. Gee, leopard teeth mounted on crocodile skin. Look, Lucky, a collar for you.
That must be Carlos now.
Quiet, Lucky. Carlos Del Valle.
Hey, you, Carlos.
It's been years since I've seen you. Put it there, pal.
Dee, Barney. Oh, it is good to see you once more. But you are much thinner.
Oh, sure. Had a dose of fever in India, but I'm okay now.
That's what he thinks. How are you, Carlos?
Please, and please.
Oh, I am so happy to join you again. When do we start for Lake Kivu?
But you just landed from your flight from the Sahara, Carlos. Don't you want a little rest?
Rest? Oh, dear me. That is all I have been doing in the Sahara. Nothing but sand, sun, and wind. It is a relief to be back in the jungle.
You think so? Wait till the cannibal ants and elephants get on your trail.
What is this? Well, it's a long story that can wait, Carlos. Oh, but this is Kinka, whom the Emir of Kano sent us as a guard.
Oh,
invaluable. Kinka, this is Carlos Del Valle.
How do you do?
Greetings, Your Excellency.
So, you are the boy who is going to fly back in the plane that brought me here, eh? Oh, well, you have a good pilot. A legionnaire who can tell you some very good stories.
I bet he can't be any that we've actually lived through, can he, Kinka?
It does not seem probable.
Well, if you don't need any rest, Carlos, we might as well start preparations for our takeoff.
The plane is already, eh?
Yes, they've been tuning up the motors and going over every inch of it since we arrived in Banana.
We stocked up heavily on provisions, too.
Here we'll need them since we're flying over a spot of the Congo that's known as the Hungry Country.
Ooh, I have been there afoot. I hope we do not have to land.
Don't expect to. Our plane can make a non-stop to Kivu if she has to.
It is very hard to find a landing field where we are going, Clint. I would follow the Congo River most of the way. You know, you can land on water, but trees are not so good.
You mean you follow the Congo all the way?
No, only to Bolaba. From there, there's only a short hop to Lake Leopold, or Lake Tombo, a little farther north. From there, it's the longest and most dangerous part of your flight. Across the jungle known as the Hungry Country.
And there's no place to land there?
There's few, Barney, but it is dangerous. The savages are more wild here than in any other part of Africa that I know of. Oh, I've heard there are still traces of cannibalism in the tribe.
Hungry Country is right.
But after the east, we pick up the Congo River again. From there, there's only a short hop to Lake Kivu. By the way, Clint, you still have most of the things you brought along as gifts for the natives, haven't you?
Oh, yes, the safety pins and that pink perfume soap that Speed likes so well.
And those cheap watches. We haven't used much of that stuff.
Yeah, have we not?
Because where we are going, we need all the gifts we can take along. We must also keep our exploded cartridge shells and empty tin cans.
Suffering catfish. Anything else? Maybe I can go out and buy some old clothes and dishes before we take off, as long as we're going into the second-hand business.
You will see, Barney. Those things that seem useless now may save our lives in the Hungry Country.
That's right, Connor. Well, if you're all ready, might as well get started. We have a few things to do before we can take off, and we don't want to keep that pilot waiting who's going to fly Tinker back to Kano. So come on, boys, let's get going.
We've got a lot to do. Well, Tinka, guess this is so long for now, but we'll be seeing you soon again.
I hope so, Space Gibson.
And Tinka, here's some stuff I thought you might like.
A flashlight? Your pocket knife? That does many things.
Yeah, it's a regular scout knife. You said you like it, so I'm giving it to you.
But it's yours.
Oh, I can get another one when I get back home. I want you to have it, Tinka.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Space Gibson.
When we get back to Kano, we'll talk to you over shortwave whenever we can. G-Man has a swell fancy receiver. We'll get him to call you, huh?
That will be wonderful.
Sounds like your pilot's getting impatient, Tinker. Better get aboard.
Yes, Your Excellency. May the blessings of Allah be upon you and what you do. And may he guide your footsteps to safety all the way.
Well, thank you, Tinker. And goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Your Excellency.
Goodbye, Tinker.
Goodbye, Tinker.
So long.
There he goes. Go on, Tinka. See you soon.
And now, how's about getting to our own plane, huh?
Yep. They're standing by to warm up our motors, so I think we better get them started. We'll be ready to leave by the time our motors are tuned.
There's Mogadi below us, Barney. Remember when we were caught in the Congo Rapids there?
Yeah, I'll say I remember. And am I glad I'm flying this time.
Is Clint going to stop off at Leopoldville so as we can see Tenora and Chief Diaba once more?
No, he's going right on to Lake Leopold, Steve. We're trying to make time on this flight. Want to get to Kivu as soon as possible.
Gee, the jungle looks different from the air.
Gee, nothing but the tops of green trees. Very different from the damp, slippery trails beneath them, eh, Steve?
Gosh, yes. Say, Carlos, what's the name of that grass I've seen so much of? About 10 feet high and real coarse.
Oh, that is elephant grass, Steve. You'll see a great deal of it as we go farther inland. It's a great fire hazard.
It is?
Yeah, Steve. Any camp that we make in the jungle or near, this grass should be in the clear about 10 feet.
In the clear? You mean we'll have to take all the brush down within 10 feet of our camp?
To be safe, Barney, see. Fire in the jungle is nothing to be laughed at.
No, but gosh, that's a lot of work. Why can't we just stay on our plane in the river? That'd be safe from the fire.
But we shall not always be near the river, amigo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Clint has told you about the octopus having a death ray machine, hasn't he?
Speed, and very bad news it was to me, too.
Well, I've been thinking. If he's a Lake Kivu and here's our plane, what's going to stop him from using the death ray on us?
Nothing at all, Speed. If he hears our plane.
Well, what do you mean?
We must leave the plane and continue on to Lake Kivu on foot the moment we get within earshot of the lake. Now, this will be dangerous, but not half so dangerous as allowing the octopus to know a plane is near the lake.
Can we get through the jungle there on foot?
Gee, The gorillas make paths somewhat like the elephant trails, only smaller, of course.
Well, suppose we meet a gorilla on the path.
Oh, they are not as ferocious as most people believe, Steve. In fact, they are amiable beasts. Unless attacked, they're frightened. Then, of course, 300 or 400 pounds of gorilla coming at one is not so good.
I'll say not. I don't know why the octopus has to go into jungles and gorilla country like he does. Why doesn't he pick some civilized place for his crooked business? Might be too easy to catch him there.
Marty, call us. Come here, quick.
It's Clint. I wonder what he wants. Let's get up to the control room. What is it, Clint? What's happened?
I opened up the shortwave set and picked up something interesting. Now, listen a minute.
Static.
Yes. Distance. Using portable shortwave sets, Barney. Now, keep quiet for a minute.
I have another thing to do. And reach me here for the time being. When are you coming to the expedition base?
The octopus.
Talking to your lady, operator. Have you let me speak?
Where you are? I shall come to the Sahara when I have finished my experiments on my death ray machine. The gorilla country offers me a great opportunity for this.
Gorillas? That's why you've gone to Lake Kivu.
Carlos Gilzale has left the expedition. He suicided his disguise before leaving, however. The expedition is upset over a member of the secret police having been there. They are wondering what is up. Let them wonder. Plant another object in the sand so they will find it in their excavation. That will end their wandering. Yes, Octopus. Excellent. I shall do this tonight. I shall keep in touch with you. And what about Delvalle? I'll take care of him. Barlow and Dunlap are destroyed. It'll be easy to do the same to Delvalle. Very well. Expedition day. Signing off, Audible says OG1. Signing off.
That proves it. That stuff that brought the big money into the syndicate was planted, all right, by the Octopus Gang.
Yeah, and we fooled him. He doesn't know that you and Barney are alive, Clint.
I'm not so sure about that, Steve.
Huh?
He's gone to Kivu to try his death ray on the gorillas there.
Dion, Mayo.
And I've got a hunch that he may know we're coming after him.
What makes you say that, Clint?
Just one of my hunches, Barney. And they've never been wrong yet. We've got to expect plenty of trouble at Lake Kivu. But whether we win or not, whether we come out of the jungle alive, we mustn't stop to worry about that now. But one thing we must do, destroy that death ray machine if we have to die to do it.
Thank you.